Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live at Fenway Park. That's where we are. We'll be here today. We'll be here tonight. We'll be here tomorrow. It's all for the Jimmy Fund. We do this every year. This is the 18th year we've done it. We've raised over $53 million. Woo! It's been unbelievable. Right.
We're going to get to $1 million in like another hour and 20 minutes.
Well, we need some help there, big fella, if that's going to happen.
That's your job, buddy.
Oh, it's not my job.
Come on, start
pleading.
Why
isn't you always pass it off to me when the thing's not going so well? I'll throw it back to you. 603, that's where we are right now in change. But we need your help. 877-738-1234. You're hearing some heartwarming stories, some people that have, and families, who have gone through hell. And yet, in the end, because of this wonderful, miraculous place that we have in this city called Dana-Farber, we're seeing a cure rate like we've never, ever seen before. And if people continue to contribute, those cure rates are going to go up and up and up and up. It is unbelievable the progress we've made.
Well, that would be people like George Kukulis Boston.
Thanks,
who
George.
Donated $1,000 the 10th year. George has given $1,000. George, thank you very
much. And whatever you can give, we appreciate. But it all really helps. And we've seen the unbelievable progress over the last 20 years. Let me introduce you to Carly Tobin, 10 years of age.
There she is.
From Natick, Massachusetts. Hello, Carly.
Hi.
Did you see all these people that showed up to see your interview here?
I did.
Outside?
Yeah,
a lot
of
it.
You're famous.
Actually, I just lied to you. They're waiting in line to get into the Red Sox game. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I couldn't fool you. I apologize. That's a great hat. You've got a Red Sox hat with like sparkles.
It's bedazzled.
It is.
So in May, Carly was complaining of lower back and abdomen pain. Her parents thought she might have pulled a muscle, maybe injured herself. You do dancing?
I do, yes.
So they thought you just did that. Let me bring in Dad right now, Matt, and maybe you can pick it up from there, Matt. So you thought what?
Well, she has a heavily competitive dance schedule and was always on, and, you know, just figured maybe she pulled a muscle, and the muscle pull progressed into symptoms of having a stomach virus because she was showing fever, sharper abdominal pain. And then the next day, it got to the point where she couldn't stand, couldn't support her own body weight.
So you knew something was wrong at that point.
Yeah, we were thinking that
maybe it was her appendix.
Yeah, appendicitis.
And this is Ann, by the way, Mom and Jacob.
Carrie Ann.
Carrie Ann, I apologize. And then this
Jacob.
Is Jacob.
Yeah. So we described the symptoms to her primary over the phone, and they directed us to go to the nearest emergency room, which we did. And then we got the information that clued us in that we were being needed to choose to where we wanted to go next. You need to go to Children's Hospital immediately in an ambulance. And they stop short of telling you what they think it is because they can't quite diagnose it 100%, but you...
What we knew was
something's wrong.
Yeah, we knew there was a softball-sized tumor on her kidney, and from there we're going to take the steps necessary to move forward with whatever was...
So you knew that?
At Newton Wellesley, they said there's a massive...
Okay. So you're going there not knowing, okay, is treatable, what's the treatment, what are we doing?
Yeah,
extraction, you know, do they treat just the tumor, whatever it was. They wouldn't even say the word tumor
Can
at
I
that
ask
point.
You, how long from when you found that out to when you knew what the treatment was, what was good? I can't imagine if that was a day, if it was 3 hours... What was going on in your mind?
I mean, as Carrie Ann would probably echo this, but there's that, it seems like infinity, but it's about 1 to 2 minutes where you have to sort of process. You like, all your worst fears come true. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear about things like this and see people like this dealing with this stuff, and oh, thank God it never happens to you. When it does, it's like reality sort of stops.
Yeah.
And you imagine, how are you going to, what are you, you go from thinking about how you're going to pack your kid for summer camp to, is my kid going to be able to live right and do things and be normal? And then you go into action mode. That what seemed like forever is really about 2-3 minutes, and you jump right in.
Wow.
And Carly, how did you understand what was going on? Were you you scared? Were you nervous?
Oh yeah, so I completely understood what was going on, and my mom's mom actually had cancer, so when I found out the tumor was a cancer, I was very nervous because unfortunately she passed away, and I was thinking, is it going to be the same thing? Is it going to be worse? I don't know what could happen. So I was very nervous, upset, scared. And I just, like my dad was saying, I just was in a moment where I couldn't believe that this was actually going to be my reality in my life. So, yeah, that's what happened.
So what was it like when you talked to the doctors and the nurses over at Dana-Farber? So obviously they know you're concerned. They know you're worried.
Yeah.
And you obviously are smart enough to know the best and know the worst that can happen to you.
Yeah.
What was those conversations like? Were they giving you a lot of information, trying to tell you?
Yeah, so they told me a lot of information. At first it was a lot to take in because they were like, this is what you'll be doing. This is a side effect. This is a medicine. And it was all really overwhelming. And they're nurses, and I was a 10-year-old, so it was kind of confusing, too, to, like, understand what was fully going on in that moment. So
I was going to say, within the first 48 hours, it was more about pain management for Carly, because at that point, we needed to get that under control. And this happened on a Saturday. Sunday, she was at Children's. We managed her pain, brought her home for a few days. She got to go to her last day of school for a short visit. And then on that Friday, Carly had a 9-hour intensive surgery to have her kidney completely removed. And that went successfully, but that moved us into the next phase of her treatment plan, which has been, we're in the middle of that process, and she's had 6 rounds of radiation. She has 25 weeks of chemo. We're lucky it's a favorable tumor, and her cure rate is 98%. And
wow.
We're
awesome.
Wow. She's a fighter.
So Carly, how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling...
It's Lou.
Sorry. Really? So many people.
I ignore them sometimes, too. Don't worry about it.
It happens. It happens. You feel good? You're going into fourth grade? You're excited?
Yeah, so I'm very excited, and I also feel so lucky that I have all these amazing opportunities to be doing this right now and to have so many amazing people in my life, and it really shows when something happens in your life, and it shows how many people support and love and care about you. And I just feel so thankful, as my mom said, that I have a very curable cancer, unlike a lot of other kids.
So you're from Natick. You know, I'm from Framingham.
Yeah.
I actually went to high school with your dance teacher over here.
Twinkle Toes Neil?
Is that the dance teacher?
Yeah.
He's a big dude for a dance teacher.
But right down the street.
You
know, just hearing you, like, just what you just said about how you appreciate everything around you, I always find it amazing, and maybe you find so much about your daughter here now, is just that physically their bodies are taking a beating. How quickly they mature, and how I feel like mentally they grow and they get stronger, because I am amazed at the attitude of most of the kids that come in here and how they talk about it. I feel like the parents are taking a beating and they're trying to show, but the kids are so strong. And Carly, you're just an example of that. You are amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she from the minute we got started, there you weren't allowed to have a secret conversation. You weren't allowed to whisper.
Oh, no. I was not okay with people going out of the room or people whispering behind my
surgeons
back.
Surgeons actively were a part of Carly's conversations.
And that was just you?
I was like, nope, you're not whispering. Nope, you're not going over there.
Surgical team would come in, try to talk to us. She made everybody huddle around the bed so she could hear what they were saying.
I love this kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love this kid.
She was
Carly
in charge.
Carly Strong, that's our girl.
She is, really, she is smart. She's got it together. Yeah. She gets
Thank
it. She knows exactly. She's going to do just fine. So you got a slime business now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What is the slime? I know the slime, but how do slime you make money business. On a slime? You sell it online?
Yeah.
Right?
So
really?
Not yet I'm selling online, but that's a plan of mine, a goal. But right now I've been going to
local events.
There are local slime events?
Yeah. No. Well, there's like craft fairs and farmers markets. Yeah. So I go there to sell my slime, and then all the proceeds from my slime go to charity. So
awesome.
I've done St. Jude's, and I've also done A charity called Hope for Paws, and it's rescuing pets in need that need home and love. And then after this event, I'm going to do Dana-Farber.
I love this
kid. Oh, wow.
I love this kid. This kid has got it together.
Wow. I feel like I am, like, being lazy.
Yeah, I do, too.
Like, I need to
do more with my life.
I'm so underdeveloped in my after-school abilities.
So it's funny you mention the slime business, because my daughter has about 200 containers of slime, and I want to throw them out. But apparently I shouldn't do that. They're worth money.
You can wholesale them.
Yeah.
We get together. We get together.
Off market.
Get my people together with your people.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So you have treatment now until December, is that true?
I do. And to be honest, it's flying by so much because, you know, there are so many amazing people at the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. They all make it fun having cancer. Like, no one wants to have cancer, but they make it so much fun, and they make so many amazing things happen when a challenge in your life is happening, and it's just amazing and wonderful to have the experience. And I'm gonna beat cancer's butt.
You know, I wouldn't mean we like to kick cancer's butt, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna kick its butt. You're amazing.
Did you hear what
you're flat out? I'm like, what is going on here?
Did you hear what she just said? Her line was, "They make it fun."
Yeah,
having cancer. That's like a slogan on the side of the Dana-Farber. They make it fun. That's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's true, though. There's so many amazing people. A few people that I want to thank is my doctors at the Jimmy Fund. So my nurse, Casey, and my full cancer doctor, Dr. Mullen. And then when I was at Boston Children's, there were many nurses that took care of me. But one of the nurses that I really want to thank is Caitlin Orlando. She is like family to me. She has been through everything thick and thin. And she has just been so amazing. And all the people that have supported me at the Jimmy Fund and everyone here, I just thank all of you guys so much.
Carly Tobin, you're unbelievable.
Thank you, Carly.
You are thoughtful. You are smart. You get all of this stuff.
That's amazing.
And you're going to be an inspiration to all of those other patients over there
I really try.
You too.
And making an impact in other people is what's most important to me. For people to know when people are going through this, anyone, any age, that you just need to try your hardest and you're going to get through it. And no matter what challenges may come, you just need to keep believing in yourself.
Well,
inspiration for people that are listening right now.
I feel like a really bad person.
You
right
are.
Now.
Well, you are.
Completely inadequate.
I
mean,
bad.
All
sorry.
Of us. I feel like
said
we all feel
much.
The same way.
Yeah, I'm under the table now.
I hope when I'm older, I hope when I grow up, I have
when
your attitude.
When you're 10 years old.
When I grow up, I have your attitude. Good job.
You got a
good
special
job,
one,
Mom
guys.
And Dad.
She really
yeah,
does. She is special with what she's going through. To be able to articulate that to a radio and TV audience right now.
You could be a host of a sports talk show.
Yes, you can. You can.
There could be an opening.
Yeah, we could do that.
How about a slime show? We'll do a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
On
totally.
Yeah,
totally.
That's what we'll do.
Well, after listening to you, I'm going to go home. My son's the same age. I'm going to walk in the house and he's going to be like, yeah, let's go play catch. I'm like, no. You're going to start doing the slime business.
You're so lazy.
You're lazy. Do something.
Hey, Matt, Carrie Ann, it was great meeting all of you. Jacob as well. And especially you, Carly. And we wish you the best going forward, okay?
Great to meet you, Carly.
Thanks
for
stopping by. We really do.
Thank you.
Unbelievable story. Inspirational, if you just heard
what she said. You can't talk as well as she
does. No.
No.
I don't think there's anyone at the station
that can talk.
But she makes
sense.
That's my point.
She
makes sense.
She makes total sense.
Very direct. What he's saying is that you don't make sense.
Yes, you're on the fence.
She does. You didn't have to knock me as you're trying to put her up on a pedestal.
Well, she is on a pedestal.
And knock me.
It's our goal right now.
This kid is unbelievable.
I love Carly.
Hey, by the way, this hour, Jay and Phillips Auto Glass, they do it every single year. They came back again, and they're sponsoring this hour. They are so good when it comes to connection to the communities. They always have been over the years for whatever, charity, whatever cause it is. And they do this, and, of course, they do an unbelievable job replacing windshields. We know what they do, what their business is.
I use them all the time.
But they also
we got to check. What do we got? What do we got?
$5,000.
All right.
All right.
Can we add that right now?
We're going to add it in there.
Do the math
now. We'll get it in there. We got another hour to go here with this very program. Wick Grosbeck.
Wick.
Boston Celtics will be joining us in the last hour of the program. Please, we need you to pick up the phone and make a donation. You just heard this girl, Carly Tobin, unbelievable what she's going through. And yet she's sitting there and basically telling
holding
us
court.
She's good. She's good. In life, she's good. 877-738-1234. Make something special happen to these kids that are going through an awful lot right now. 877-738-1234 to donate $25. Text K-Cancer to 20222. We'll be back live from Fenway on the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.